The last time that inflation was this high, I was 3 years old. That was in 1981. And, you know, people don't care about government a lot until they're hit hard in the wallet. And that is happening right now. Congressman Greg Pence represents Indiana's 6th District. That is a lot of the eastern part of Indiana. Congressman Pence, I saw an email from Senator Braun just a few minutes ago that called this Biden's inflation, and you released a statement earlier today basically blaming Democrats. Maybe we should start out with a kind of an explanation about why this is the fault of Democrats.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, thanks for having me. I need to kind of caveat a little bit. You know, I was a little older than three in 1981 and actually lived through the last oil embargo and even grew up in that industry. You know, oil is the lifeblood of our economy. I serve on the Energy and Commerce Committee. And on that committee, about 18 months ago, we started talking about some of the actions that this administration was, some of the moves, if you will, that they were making that we said, be careful, these are not good moves. And the first was, even when President Biden or campaign candidate Biden was running for office in a debate against Bernie Sanders, he actually said he was going to shut down pipelines, he was going to shut down offshore drilling, he was going to shut down permits. And when he began that 18, 19 months ago, we said in the Energy and Commerce Committee hearings and meetings and floor speeches that this was going to have a negative effect, just like it did in 73 and 1979, which I was a little older than three back then. But Chris, this administration, and when I say the Democrats, what has compounded the overregulation and the Green New Deal focus of this administration, what has compounded inflation was the flooding of money into the economy under the guise of fighting COVID, under the guise of infrastructure bills, and just pushing money out into the economy, into what's called M2, or the money supply. And there was a great article this morning in the Wall Street Journal saying the flood of money by the feds and the bills that the House of Representatives and the Senate passed by Democrat majority has been a contributing factor to the inflation. So that's my answer to your question when I say the entire Democrat Party.
It is coming out now that some of these, the American Rescue Plan in particular has a lot of things in it that maybe had nothing to do with COVID. In fact, it's been pointed out that maybe only 10% of it had to do with COVID relief. What can Congress do whenever you guys are getting a bill and saying you need to pass this bill, you need to pass this bill, and you don't have time necessarily to dig into all that is in to a massive bill like that, $2 trillion?
Yeah, Chris, thanks. I opposed the American Rescue Plan a little over a year ago because I said, you know, this is way too much. $1.9 trillion to fight COVID didn't make any sense when we still at that point had $1 trillion left from the previous COVID relief, the original COVID relief, and then the enhancement in December of 2020. And I said back then what we ought to be doing is a real infrastructure bill. And even after we passed that bill last fall, in the fall of 21, I said, we don't need to do an infrastructure bill. What we need to do is take this American Rescue Plan dollars that are sitting out in cities and counties and in the state coffers, and we ought to authorize the state and cities and counties to use those for true infrastructure bills. As I go around in the Indiana 6th District, I talk to folks all the time that say, hey, we've got this money, but we're very limited to what we can spend it on. And we really don't want to spend it on what they're telling us we have to spend it on. So a lot of cities, counties are putting it into nonprofits, raises for employees. I'm not opposed to either of those. But really, it could have better. It would have served our economy much better had we changed the use of that funds into infrastructure and then not pass the infrastructure bill, which was $1.2 trillion last fall, and added through more money out into our economy.
Could there be legislation to take off some of the earmarks and let this money be freed up?
It's my hope that it's my hope that the Republicans take back the House this fall, and when we go in January, we have discussed, particularly in the Energy and Commerce Committee, that what we would do would try to redirect and repurpose those funds just the way you just asked, Chris, where we can say, okay, let's put this money to real use and not just for spending.
Are you between a rock and a hard place when it comes to seeing constituents that are getting the benefit of some of this money who are saying, you know, the money from the infrastructure bill is paying for things that we've needed to pay for, or the money from the American Rescue Plan is paying for things that we've needed, and, you know, we sorely need this money?
You know, Chris, that's a great question. I'm just a regular plain-spoken guy, and these dollars the intent of the American Rescue Plan was, as you said at the beginning of your question, was to help us overcome COVID, and very, very little of it went to that. We've got across the country, specifically for my constituents, again, I'm getting calls and saying, hey, I don't want to put in bike paths. Our small community doesn't need that. When we're building parks and community centers, and paying bonuses and things like that, you know, I'm just plain spoken. Is that what the purpose of that bill was? And the answer is no. You know what has happened with the American Rescue Plan money? While it isn't as material in the Indiana 6th District across Indiana, it's bailing out Chicago. And Chicago isn't even spending the money. They're just shoring up their pensions and their retirement funds.
And we kind of come to a basic economic principle that if everybody gets rich, then everybody's still poor because the money doesn't mean it as much.
Well, and that's the inflation thing, Chris. You know, let's circle back to where we began. With the inflation at 9.1 this morning, there are those in the administration that are trying to convince us that, well, it's going to go down because it was all gasoline. But that's not what I'm hearing. I got to tell you a personal story. My garbage, I live out in the county. My garbage a couple months ago was $63 a month. Now it's $101. You know, the inflation is everywhere. It's in food. It's in my electric bill at home. I mean, this inflation's a big deal. And again, it's overspending by this administration. Too many dollars flooded out by the Treasury and the Feds and the Democrats in Congress.
What can we expect from Congress? And you may have already answered some of this, but what is your role as far as getting this inflation under control? Because, you know, we've seen where the Fed can raise interest rates, but we might end up going into a recession. Can Congress do anything to make this 9.1% slowly go down?
Well, the 9.1, I'm not sure if in the short term we can make it slowly go down. And let me kind of address your raising the interest rates on the part of the Fed. When there's so much money out there, one of the reasons to raise interest rates is to slow down spending. But if there's already a whole bunch of cash out in our economy, it's going to take a while before raising the interest rates is going to slow down spending. But yeah, here's my solution, and here's a Republican solution. If inflation, and inflation are the big issues that my constituents care about, those three are the only thing they care about, then the solution is deregulation, deregulation, and deregulation. And first of all, quit pointing the blame at the oil industry and the coal industry and the farmers and the retail gas people, and let the market get back and do what it does best. And that's figure out how to get supply back where it needs to be equalized with demand, and get out of folks' ways. I've written letters repeatedly since January to different secretaries and agencies out here in Washington, D.C., saying, why do you want to shut down all the 120 coal plants in the United States? And in fact, we had to open up two of them, or thank God we could open up two of them in southern Indiana so we didn't have brownouts, which they were trying to shut that down. Well, trying this regulation that they're doing is also driving up prices for everything, whether it's oil, electricity, natural gas. So get out of the way of the free market. I believe in all of the above and helping the environment, but don't do it by ruining our country's economic base.
Well, Congressman Pence, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it. I know it's something that is definitely on everybody's mind right now. You're going to be affected by it no matter what economic station you're in, because it's just so high right now.
It is. Yeah, yeah. Thanks for having me, Chris. And, you know, hopefully that here out in Washington, D.C., we don't continue to do damage and we can get through the fall and get things fixed next January.